Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
And we will go straight to that, what we've all been watching, I think very many of us watching, that is the Dáil's powerful Public Accounts Committee, which has had possibly its best ever viewing numbers. People gathered in pubs to watch RTE broadcaster Ryan Tuberty and his agent Noel Kelly address Oireachtas members for the first of two marathon sessions earlier today. And very early on at the Public Accounts Committee, Ryan Tuberty was asked about the alleged extra payments from RTE during a pandemic.
Are there any doubts in those discussions that you had between you back in the earlier part of 2020?
I think it would be fair to say
about the merits of it.
In terms of the financial implications of the commercial side of RTE, that it probably felt it wasn't problematic in that sense. I would say that I would always have doubts about doing too much.
And did you discuss that with your agent?
Did we have a conversation about that? Well, it's unlikely. No.
You're telling me here this morning that you had no conversation with NK Communications regarding the matter of looking for this gap of 75,000.
No, we wouldn't. We would be inclined to just. I say to Noel, you do your job and I do mine, right. And that's how it works.
Sinn Féin TD Imelda Munster inquired about the tripartite deal involving Ryan Tuberty, RTE and Renault.
Can you tell us briefly, how did that actually come about?
How it came about, it was an RTE initiative. Renault's obviously...
It was an RTE initiative, mm-hmm. but it had to stem from somewhere. You said in your opening statement that Ryan was agreeing to a substantial pay cut from RTE.
This was a completely separate agreement, and it came about because Renault and RTE wanted Ryan to do more work around the sponsorship, wanted him to do late-late shows in dealers, etc. So that's where it came from.
And who in RTE came to you and said, listen, we want to look after Ryan, we want to set up a separate commercial deal? Can you honestly say that you did not initiate that in any shape or form with RTE?
Whatsoever.
Right, so tell us then, who in RTE came to you and what did they say?
So, under the contract, the proposed terms of the new contract, this came from Breeder Keefe and was copied to other people as well. So they wanted Ryan, and Renault had wanted Ryan to do, to go to the dealers, to, you know, to meet all of their customers.
But of course, that deal, as Deputy Munster established, was underwritten.
But the problem here is that the deal was underwritten at your request for the 3 years of the contract, and it was paid for by public monies. That's the issue.
I asked for the deal to be underwritten because the relationship with the sponsor is with RTE, it's not with us.
Yeah, underwritten by who? RTE?
Yeah.
Yeah, the public purse, yeah.
Agent Noel Kelly offered some clarification on the extra payments.
At the same time, you knew that this separate deal was being done and it would compensate for the pay cuts. But you also knew, and this is the thing, that your agent had requested that RTE underwrite that agreement.
Well,
so you knew... question. So you knew that that pay deal was going to make softer, or not even enhance any pay cut that had been taken. But you also knew, from through your agent, that RTE were underwriting that deal. So yeah. That you knew that so when that, your that colleagues...
There's a misunderstanding here, honestly. Yeah.
This was a separate contract.
This was a separate contract for
separate services. This had nothing to do with Ryan's new contract for radio and TV service. This was a separate contract.
Green Party TD Mark O'Cahissey wondered, had Ryan Tuberty engaged a crisis communications team in advance of today?
Did you engage the services? Did the three engage the service of a crisis comms team before appearing today, either internal or external?
We did assemble a team of people to talk with and to get the best advice. I was always told that by relative minds, always surround yourself with people smarter than you. So yeah, of course, I spoke to people.
Yeah, were people in pay in order to offer crisis comms advice, either internal or external?
I presume they weren't doing it for free, of course.
Okay, I'm going to take that as a yes.
Fine Gael TD for Mayo, Alan Dillon, had this exchange with Noel Kelly.
Do you accept responsibility that your actions have been reckless in nature when dealing with RTE on this matter?
No, I don't. We have just always followed process of every single time. RTE is a 350 million euro organisation. The 2021, 190 million was licence fee, and 148 million was commercial.
Sorry, so, Mr. Kelly, let me ask the next question. So you're trying to put the sole blame on RTE here? In relation to this payment scandal?
Yes, completely.
And does it not take two to tango, Mr. Kelly?
But we were just following process. We were just working under instructions from RTE. No.
Labour's Alan Kelly said neither Ryan Tuberty's claim he took a pay cut nor Noel Kelly's assertion that he simply acted under instruction of RTE were credible.
There was no 20% drop in salary. And to say so has no credibility whatsoever. Zero. Given the 75k and the various different payments, it was absorbed in a different way. That's quite obvious. The second issue, which brings huge amount of credibility, is you must have said, Mr. Kelly, about 15 times you were acting under instructions from RTE in relation to the payment processes. But the real issue is, I have all of these emails coming into me from these whoever Nigerian cousins saying I won the lotto and they're instructing me to do the following X, Y, and Z. I don't do it. I think you've got serious accountancy issues here. I think your companies have serious accountancy issues here. None of this is credible. It doesn't stand up.
Fianna Fáil's James O'Connor took Ryan Tuberty to task on the late presentation of key documents to the committee.
How long does it take you to prepare for a major act coming on the Late Late Show?
It takes days and weeks.
Okay. This is a 39-page document. This document was provided to us this morning. This came into our Microsoft Teams account this morning at 8:23. The meeting commenced at 10:30 in private session here today.
Yes.
That's not that much time to go through 39 pages.
I understand. Sentence.
Can you accept how it's not physically possible for anybody here to comprehensively go through that information?
I have to say, I do apologise to every single member of the committee for that. It has been a torturous 3 weeks.
Please allow me to finish the sentence.
Unfortunately, you have to. This, what's gone missing in the last three weeks.
Just briefly, forgive me. Yeah, just briefly.
There's been a humanity bypass a bit here. Bear with us. We have worked tirelessly to put this document together. And we got it in when we could, and I apologise.
And meanwhile, Mr. Tuberty, Ryan Tuberty, said he still hopes for a future at RTE.
I've been badly damaged by the last 3 weeks, to be honest with you, but not necessarily by RTE as an institution. I think there are people that I'm dying to get back to work with. Like most decent Irish people, they're making an honest living and they're working hard to get together the shows, and I want to be back with them. I had my beef, with some people there, as is obvious in the documents, but I still see my future there, yeah.
Well, that is just some of what has come up at both the Public Accounts Committee and the Oireachtas Media Committee. The Public Accounts Committee started at 11 o'clock this morning. The Oireachtas Media Committee is currently still underway with Ryan Tuberty and Noel Kelly, both still before that committee. And we will be keeping an eye on everything that's happening there and bringing it to you throughout the course of the show. But we're going to get some reaction now to what we've heard so far from the Journal's political correspondent, Christina Finn. Christina, thank you for joining us. Noel Kelly said this morning in really what was a blistering defence of both his actions and those of Ryan Tuberty, that this is not the Ryan Tuberty scandal, it is the RTE scandal. Do you think that he and Ryan Tuberty did enough today to reframe the controversy that way?
Yeah, that's the big question, I think, that's going to arise out of the two committee meetings today, is if they said enough and explained enough and were transparent enough to explain away some of the big questions that have been, you know, hanging over this whole controversy over the last 3 weeks. You know, a number of members within the PAC committee this morning, you know, were not as convinced by some of the answers that were coming out, with, as you said, Alan Kelly there saying that it was not credible to separate the two, the contract and the tripartite deal. The case being put forward by Noel Kelly and Ryan Tuberty today repeatedly that these two things were happening in parallel, but they weren't at all linked in terms of any pay cut. Now, that doesn't seem to be you know, being accepted by some of the members of the Public Accounts Committee today. But Noel Kelly and Ryan Tuberty, you know, coming out, you know, fighting, I think, in their statement. You know, Ryan Tuberty saying at the media committee today that he had a right to defend himself, that he was not there to criticise RTE. But very much the repeated narrative from both meetings today is this is a mess of RTE's making and not of Ryan Tuberty's.
It was interesting also, and this is, it was still coming up as we came on air, questions from committee members about this claim by Ryan Tuberty and Noel Kelly that he had taken a 20% pay cut, with committee members arguing that he hadn't taken a 20% pay cut. And really, there didn't seem to be any resolution on that. Both were at odds the last time I saw.
Yeah, Ryan Tuberty very much coming out in defence of that, saying that he had taken a 20% pay cut over the last number of years, but continuously the Oireachtas members coming in to bring in this deal with Renault, saying that, you know, even though Renault paid the $75,000 in the first year, that it was the taxpayer that was stumping up the cash for the remaining 2 years. Now, Noel Kelly and Ryan Tuberty were saying in the media committee just a short while ago that they had no knowledge whatsoever of the arrangements in terms of RTE stepping in to make that payment, saying that they had assumed that the Astos account, in which Noel Kelly had sent an invoice to and where the payments were coming from, he had assumed that that was an arm of Renault, and they had no knowledge that this was coming from the RTE's purse.
But even when it was put to them, Christina, that now that they do know it came from RTE's purse, could they now accept that Ryan Tuberty had not taken a 20% pay cut? They still didn't accept that.
Yeah, they still seem to be not, you know, understanding, I suppose, that the conjecture that was being put across by some of those members who asked now would, you know, if those appearances for Renault, if they don't have to go ahead, you know, will they be returning the money? And Ryan Tuberty saying, well, if he isn't asked to, you know, carry through or follow through on that agreement, then obviously the cash would be returned. You know, but I think he said himself that when it was pushed on the issue of the RTE making those two payments, in hindsight, he said it struck him as being quite an unorthodox arrangement, Ryan Tuberty told the committee today. So I still think there are questions to be asked, and even more so, I think, with the RTE management and representatives coming back before the PAC this Thursday, that would really kick the ball back into that field.
All right, well, lots to look forward to, and we will be returning to this issue for lots more analysis of what we learned today. Christina Finn, thank you very much for joining us on that.